the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 353. I'm Phil Gray, and this episode is dedicated to the memory of my close friend and broadcasting mentor, Max Christofferson. An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelia. Podcasts via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
But as a parent and as a citizen, certainly now in this position, I am greatly concerned. There is nothing smart. No!
Mr. Ed Sanders is a musician, a poet, and a polemicist. He is one of the Fugs. A widely patronized combo. I should like to begin by asking Mr. Sanders whether we have serious terminological problems. For instance, are you a hippie, Mr. Sanders? And if not, wherein not?
I would say that I'm different from the hippies in that I would have a more radical political solution to the problems of this part of the century. And I have my roots more strongly in, say, the classical tradition and in poetry and literature, rather than in dope and street sex.
Cement and aluminum, bash open their skulls and they up their brains and imagination.
Rockland,
the way you matter, and I am. You quit.
Well, welcome, friends of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. And we're having another psychedelia episode this week. It was an enormous pleasure for me rediscovering so much great psych and really proto-psych while putting last week's episode together. If you missed that one, it's available via your favourite podcasting providers. So we got the show underway with a band once described by the FBI as the most vulgar thing the human mind could possibly conceive. They were formed in New York City late 1964 by Ed Sanders and Tuli Kupferberg. They are, of course, the Fugs, a very important part of American counterculture of the decades. We started the show with a track from their 1967 album called Virgin Fugs, their third released album, but actually consisting of outtakes from the two 1965 sessions for their first album called The Village Fugs, also released as the Fugs' first album. We had the track I Saw the Best Minds of My Generation Rock, a play on words from Allen Ginsberg's Howl from 1966. Apparently, Ginsberg didn't like the use of howl lines in the song. His original words, I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked. So, proto-psychedelia, if you can call the Fugs that, but plenty more great psychedelic rock throughout this episode of Retrospect.
But to whom do you feel that these are particularly harmful?
Oh, I think obviously the younger generation, and in this town, we've got a number of boys' schools and girls' schools, and I cannot believe that these can be any else but harmful for them.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic. Well, here's one off the 1967 debut album from the Electric Prunes called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, written by vocalist James Lowe. This is Train for Tomorrow.
You want to know when the sun keep blowing? Will the rain keep raining and the wind keep blowing? Can a man change the minds of men? Can you go where you've never been? Come ride the train for tomorrow. Will our children have the chance to pray? When tomorrow becomes today, there's no use running cause you can't hide. The track's too long and there's coal inside. Inside the train for tomorrow. We're waiting for that coming freight. Each time that we anticipate the knock upon the door that means the future of our dream.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Making records is very much like sparrows and wires. When a sparrow lands on a telegraph wire, it's a complete encapsulated reality. There's no way of deciding between one sparrow landing on a telegraph wire and another. They're different, but they're the same. Each one has its own things that say it's good, and its own things that are wrong. You can't decide which one is the best. It's very difficult. Making records is very much like that.
Reach out for frenzied fantasies, debauched dreams, bizarre sensualities. The white poppy, the cactus, the sacred mushroom. Why should they be different? Because they are. Hallucination generation. The experimenters who try anything, stopping only at the outer edge of nowhere.
Slices of Proto Psychedelia, Electric Prunes, relatively well-known band, of course. Train for Tomorrow, top of the set. Then the Social Deviants, or the Deviants as they became known, of the 1968 album called Disposable, UK band The Deviants, with Sparrows and Wires. And then finally, from here in New Zealand, video of this one actually up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Formed in Upper Hutt, New Zealand, 1967, they are called The Dedication, Cation with a K. Their first single released 1969, one self-titled album released in 1969. By the following year, The Dedication had called it quits. They've been described as New Zealand's version of The Doors, The Dedication, with Greenberg, Glickstein, Charles, David, Smith and Jones, a track by The Crying Shames from New Zealand's The Dedication. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, we were a little light on global tracks in the last week's first exploration of Psych and Proto-Psych. I'm going to put that right tonight. Here is a band, you can see them on our Facebook page, video up there from a 1968 TV appearance. They are called Dream, released on a label called Carousel out of Norway. This is the opening track of their 1967 Polydor album called Get Dreamy. It's called Green Things from Outer Space.
her back to me. Let her go, set her free. Let me love her again. I'm getting old. It's getting cold. I tried to look for you in outer space. No one there, I'd ever seen my race. But God must have laughed at my face. Maybe it's just useless. Bring my love back to me. Let her go, set her free. Let me love her again. That you don't know what you've done to me. Let me pray and deep, deep into me. Let me see her again.
What color is the rainbow of passion? The fragrance of madness. Yeah.
60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I'm enjoying it. I think it's very exciting, but very derivative.
Riding on the horn, the minute is an anical man the solar. Riding on the horn, ja katse joskus mulla saattaa olla teuraan. Ja kun ruokaa minä saan, niin se on syötävä. Tai muuten ehkä taas on koiraa hieman lyötävä. Rankempaa ei kai. Pyydään mulle löytää, mut sisään jo tiet. Ei mulle ojenneta tuolia, ei pöytää. Ja kaulan pannalla, kun joku mua puristaa, on koiran turhaa nyrkkiin taas tuossa puristaa. Kova niin on taivaan elämän. Voi velje, mä mitä näen. Kun katselemaan itään tääni jää, toisen naisen luo taas pappa käy. Niin paljon kertoa nyt voisin, kun vain perheen lahjat toiset. Pappa käy, niin paljon kertoa nyt voisin, kun vain siellä ja toisin. Vai niitä mä oon, ja minne isäntäni käy, mä häntä seuraan. Vai niitä mä oon, ja katso joskus mulla saattaa olla seuraan. Ja kun ruokaa minä saan, niin se on syötävä. Tai muuten ehkä taas on koiraa hieman lyötävä. Rankempaa ei kai voi ollakaan. Vainiko mä oon? Vainiko mä oon? Vainiko mä
Well, there's three obscure global psychedelia tracks for this week's retrospect. Out of Norway, Dream with Green Things from Outer Space, top of the set. Then Los Holly Boys from El Salvador. Great slice of fuzzy garage psych. Por qué me hieres from Los Holly Boys from El Salvador. And then finally in the set, out of Finland, 1969. On Scandia Records, the artist is called Kirka. We had the A-side of a 7-inch from 1969 called Igor. Out of Finland. So tracks Norway, El Salvador, Finland, more to come.
It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's a band out of France called Fly Pops. Track called Let Me Stay in the Sunshine from Marseille, France. Two singles released, no LP though, together from 1968 to 1972. This is Fly Pops, Let Me Stay in the Sunshine.
Hey! Tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
Étrange, je me trouvais alors en transe. Que faisait cet éléphant à fleurs et ce crocodile en pleurs? Quel était cet homme en noir jouant du violon électrique devant l'auditoire de parcours-maître discutant comme des maîtres. Et tout semblait heureux ici, et même ce cher monsieur Hendrix. Perçu Vénus embrassant un prophète impuissant, assis sur un volcan servant de chauffage à ses habitants. Mais mon étrange excursion se termina plus tragiquement. Moi le pension devant ce voyage intéressant. Mais tout semblait heureux ici, et même ce cher monsieur Hendrix. Mais tout semblait heureux ici, et même ce cher monsieur Hendrix. Yeah.
Let us three more slices of global psychedelia. Fly Pops, top of the set, out of France. Let Me Stay in the Sunshine. Then a track for our Canadian listeners, Mega Rare 45 from 1968, their only release, obscure French-Canadian garage psych band from Quebec, called Le Clan 91. The A-side of the 45 was a French-language adaptation of Shapes of Things by the Yardbirds. We took the B-side called Le Voyage, or The Trip, with references to Jimi Hendrix, still alive at the time, of course. Le Clan 91 with Le Voyage. And then thirdly in the set, from Poland, kind of a hybrid of folk rock and psychedelia, debut LP 1969. The band is called Breakout. The track, Pozlabim Zatoba, obscure Polish psychedelia. We've got even more global psych straight after this.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Japanese singer Yuya Uchida went to London in 1967, saw Jimi Hendrix perform, was shocked and excited, was determined to introduce a similar sound to Japan. So he formed the Japanese rock band called Yuya Uchida and the Flowers. 1969, they released an album called Challenge, mainly cover tracks, very much an exploration of the emerging psychedelic rock scene. Let's check it out. This is Yuya Uchida and the Flowers out of Japan with their cover of Cream's White Room.
Don't I smile?
Pumpkin Station. Rock, don't you care? Let's be the goodbye window. Arc into such a satire of the station.
Sospecha un filo de la mia vita insieme a te, perché non merito le cose che mi fai, ma se mi lasci non rispondo più di me, e avrai rimorso quando io non vivrò più. Caeta puoi farla un altro, non a me. Meglio un fila che una gloria senza te.
Forensic chemist Ray Murray. We filled him in on the subject's appearance and his behavior pattern.
Tell us about the stuff, Ray.
Visual distortions, strangely disoriented.
It's a relatively new drug developed in Switzerland, virtually by accident. A Swiss biochemist by the name of Hoffmann came up with the first synthesis of the drug in 1938.
Yeah?
Lysergic acid, diethylamide tartrate, LSD-25.
What's it look like, Ray?
LSD's odorless, colorless, tasteless. Comes in two forms, liquid and powder. I'll run these sugar cubes through, but I can tell you right now, they contain LSD. Narcotics division's handled a couple of cases like yours in the past few weeks. Even had one where they put the stuff on the backs of postage stamps.
Well, three more slices of global psych from Japan, Italy, and India. Yuya Uchida and the Flowers top of the set with their cover of Cream's White Room. Then another cover from Italian beat group called The Crows, or I Corvi, formed in Parma 1965. Mainly doing covers of popular British and American tunes, including that one. I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, retitled Sospesa As Un Filo, from I Corvi. And then finally, perhaps the most obscure track in this week's episode, the band is called X Lens, formed in Ahmedabad in the Gujarat region of India. One of the winning tracks from the 1970 and 71 All India Simla Beat Contest. Simla, a cigarette chain who did this kind of battle of the bands type thing, put out these two vinyl compilations of winning bands of the era. So X Lens with a track titled, conveniently enough, Psychedelia, out of India. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, here's another slice of Canadian psych. From Winnipeg, Canada, 1967, the band is called Expedition to Earth. This is their self-titled track, Expedition to Earth.
The birds and the flowers of yesterday gone by, the clouds and the aeroplane way up in the sky. They're out of sight, my friend, never to return. take an expedition to. If you want, I'll take an expedition to. If you want, I'll take an expedition to Earth. Tomorrow will be brighter, and hopes will never die. Forgotten things occur again to remind us we should try. You'll never make it till you're dead. You've only got one chance. So if you want, I'll take an expedition to. If you want, I'll take an expedition to. If you want, I'll take an expedition to Earth.
That's it for this week's second exploration of proto-psychedelia and psychedelia from all around the world. Hope you've appreciated the tracks chosen. Your feedback, of course, very, very welcome via our Facebook page, Retrospect Garage Punk Radio. On that page, you will find track listings of the episodes, a bunch of information about the bands, and all the places, of course, where you can get back episodes of this podcast. I'm going to leave you with another obscure one. This one, a very cool instrumental, actually, performed by Joey Levine. From Los Angeles, California. This one from Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army. 145 released on the Super K label in 1969. Joey Levine, the singer, also lead singer of Ohio Express. This track apparently originally intended to be the soundtrack to a cartoon series titled Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army. Never got off the ground, but a very cool slice of quirky psychedelia. So seeing at Retrospect, episode 353, Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army with Bubblegum March, I'm Phil Gray. For Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.